This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed says that military operations in the restive region of Tigray are complete, and federal troops now control the regional capital. That's a major development in a month of violence between the rebel Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, and Abiy's government troops. The Prime Minister's government has been trying to quell a rebellion by the powerful ethnic faction that dominated the central government for decades before he came to power in 2018. Thousands of people are believed to have been killed, and nearly 44,000 have recently fled to Sudan in the conflict that has called into question whether Abiy can hold together fractious ethnic groups in Ethiopia, which is Africa's second most populous country. Meanwhile, the leader of the TPLF said his group is not giving up. He told Reuters news agency, "This is about defending our right to self-determination." The prime minister said federal police would continue searching for and detaining members of the TPLF, whom he called criminals, and would bring them to court. He called the offensive a law and order operation. It was not clear whether any TPLF leaders have surrendered. Farmers' unions in India are meeting with the government Sunday as thousands of farmers stage a third day of protests outside New Delhi against new agricultural deregulation legislation. The legislation would allow farmers to sell their products anyplace, including to large corporate buyers. Currently, farmers may only sell their products to government-regulated wholesale markets, where the farmers are guaranteed a minimum price. The government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi introduced the legislation in September. Modi said Sunday in a radio address that the reforms will bring the farmers new rights and opportunities. This is VOA News.